So, John, give us an idea, an overview of what the 211 service is all about.
Sure. 211 is a national program, a very simple three-digit phone number that people can call. It is a free service. And unlike 911 that we're so familiar with that reports an emergency or something of that nature, this is simply for Health and Human Services as well as governmental information and referrals.
So give me an example of a typical call that might come in. What would somebody be asking about?
One of the top two calls that we get for all of Sangamon and Menard counties are for utility assistance or rent assistance. And what we find in a typical call, because you're calling and speaking to a trained operator, if you're having trouble as a family with utility bills, there's a good chance that there may be food issues in the home. There may be other issues in terms of, do we have next month's rent? We're finding that a single call can oftentimes lean into multiple referrals so that people know the resources that are around them.
So this goes beyond just somebody saying, oh, here's a phone number to call or a contact information. This is somebody that's actually going to work with the caller.
Yes, to a couple of points. One, for utility assistance or rent assistance or food assistance, they actually geographically want to know where they are so that they can send them to the closest place if there's multiple resources. The other, if it's an emergency, not only are the operators trained to handle it, but they have the ability to make what's called a warm transfer. They can transfer someone to a suicide line while they're still talking to them and giving them the comfort they need. They can transfer them to a line handling domestic violence while they've got that person on the phone.
You mentioned Springfield specific, because that's where we're at talking about this, but it is available in much of the state of Illinois.
Yes, we're currently covering about 75% of the state. First communities to have it for us were the Quad Cities and Metro East, followed very quickly by Rockford and Springfield. It now, when I say 75%, that's geographically. We have a couple of spots in West Central and East Central Illinois, and we still have not figured it out in the city of Chicago.
Well, I guess some people might wonder, why is the United Way so involved in this specific service? And a lot of the things that we've just talked about are things that the United Way works to improve, and that is things like utility assistance, those types of issues. So I guess it does go hand in hand with what the United Way tries to do.
Yes, I think it does. United Ways across the country are the largest private funders of Health and Human Services, so it seemed natural. How do we connect those people in need with the resources that they need? Oftentimes, we'll run into trouble trying to find.
So any place that this service is available, they just dial 211, they get connected. Some people might also say, well, what about the internet? That seems like an easy way to get information. Why is the phone service still a good approach for this type of way to connect people to what the information they need?
Right. And all the data that we have, the database for our 211 that's operated out of Bloomington and covers a lot of the state of Illinois, is available online, but it's not talking to a human being. Finding out where there may be food pantries in your community may not tell you the hours or the eligibility. And that's next follow-up that, again, if it's a food insecurity, what else might be there? What are some eligibility issues that you'd go through? And our trained operators know that so that you don't either get in your car or get a cab ride to a place that you're simply not eligible for.
We're talking with John Kelker. He's president of the United Way of Central Illinois, just ahead of National 211 Day. Of course, that is on February 11th. And we're talking about the 211 service, which provides an opportunity to connect people who need information on a broad range of services, getting those people that information. John, there's a cost that goes with it. How is this paid for?
The model that we use that covers most of the state of Illinois is done where I think there are now 23 different United Ways that all are collaboratively funding a program, an agency called PATH in Bloomington that has both professionals and a very robust volunteer platform so that we don't have to have bricks and mortar in Bloomington, in Rockford, in Springfield, Champaign, Decatur. That cost model just wouldn't work. Technology allows all of those phone systems to direct it to that single office in Bloomington.
So let's say, you know, we've discussed here things like, you know, heating assistance or maybe somebody wanting more information about a government program. Those are, I would guess, in many cases, not necessarily emergency matters. But what if there was an emergency, like a natural disaster going on? What role does 211 play then?
211 in that case, very quickly, we don't need multiple calls relative to a hurricane. The community's been ravished. But at that point, now we need to know, where can I get clothing? Where can I take my animals? How do I connect back with family? 211 can do that, takes a tremendous burden off of the systems that are dealing with 911. And we have found, when you think of the hurricanes down in the Carolinas this past fall, 211 was at the rescue for those people, not first responders. We certainly respect the work that they do. But this is for families that now have to put their lives back together.
So how popular is the service as far as, maybe, I don't know if you have the number of calls necessarily, but, you know, you get good feedback on this.
We do. We are provided, every community that participates in the program gets reports on a quarterly basis on the number of calls, what services are the most needed in your community. We still get reports on what they weren't able to make a referral for. And that helps you build your community. Last year alone, we had just under 2,300 phone calls. That's for Sangamon County. And when you think that a single call might lead to 2, 3, or 4 referrals, that's about 1,000 opportunities that people didn't know about resources in their community.
So what is the future of the 211 service? Are there things you're wanting to add to it or do differently going forward? Or, you know, is it where you want it to be right now?
No, we always have to be changing. So I mentioned you can get that same information online. We're adding a chat feature, a text feature. But again, that doesn't give you the multiple referrals. But we are living in a society where text is oftentimes preferred over a phone call, talking to somebody. So we're excited to introduce it. We don't want it to carry the day as opposed to talking to a trained operator.
There might be people who are interested in this service but aren't sure if what they want to ask is if what 211 can actually help with. Is that okay if they call and just to see?
Sure it is, because it also lets our call center know. If you get one call that's a little out in left field, you simply let that person know that 211's not that right place. You get multiple calls like that, you can get back to those local communities and saying, we're getting asked about this. What services should have been available? So, yes, we would encourage people to call 211. You're making our system better, and the system can only be as strong as the database itself and the resources in each community.
Before I let you go, John, can you talk a little bit about how this was all put together, how this came to be?
Sure, I can. United Way Worldwide, along with the United Ways in Atlanta, Connecticut, and Texas, in 1998 petitioned for a single number like this. It was unanimously approved by the FCC, started in 2000. It took 10 years to get to Springfield and to the state of Illinois. Sometimes we know things go a little slow in our state office. But since 2010 in our state, again, now 75% is covered. And again, it is also, it's not replacing 911. It's a complement to that. It's not replacing 311 in some communities that have it. It's a complement to that. And one of the biggest things that I like, if you know a neighbor, a friend, a family member that needs assistance, there are 800 numbers, whether it's domestic violence or it's suicide or it's even food kitchens, but they're so hard to remember. 211 is an answer for every American, and we now have 211 in 47 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia.
John Kelker is president of the United Way of Central Illinois, and National 211 Day is coming up on February 11th. John, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, and thanks for promoting 211.